Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to give you some first-time home buyers tips.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We want to talk to those of you out there, either the parents of or actual buyers, first-time buyers. It is a tough time to try to understand real estate and get in the game.
Well, it's interesting because prices have gone up a ways, and a first-time buyer might be faced with a number that appears to be astronomical.
It is not easy. It's really difficult. I've got someone that's a first-time buyer. We have two backup offers in position behind a first position offer, and we went and looked at another offer. We've got multiple offers competing, and we're back in the game for a third house. So it is not an easy. It's not a gimme.
So you're in third position on two things so far?
Is that? We're behind. We're second position. So about 25 to 30% of the sales do fail. So if you don't get first position and you're not pending sale, get right behind the first position offer and see if it goes sideways, if you could be the next in line.
Now, the problem is if you were doing a tax-deferred exchange for investment property, you just can't afford to go into a backup position because you have to wait for the person ahead of you to fail, which is burning up the very small amount of time that you have.
Yes, but first-time buyers probably aren't in that position.
That's right.
So looking at a first-time buyer situation, there's so many people that don't recognize. I saw a survey nationally that said that 40% of renters didn't know that they could have less than 20% down to buy a house. That kind of information is out there, and it's a misnomer. You can go as low as 3.5% down payment for your first home.
No, that's an FHA type of loan.
Right. And if you're in rural, USDA is 100% financing. So it's still out there. You've got to take a look and see what you're able to do and not self-eliminate too soon.
Well, and if they were a veteran entitled to veteran benefits, what would be the situation?
Also 100% financing.
Right. Now, I could pretty much afford that one.
Even Bob?
Yeah, even Bob.
And that does not, VA financing is not, and FHA is not specific to first-time buyers.
Right.
But first-time buyers should take a look. Don't feel you're wasting anyone's time to go to a lender. Give me a call. I'll give you great people that can handhold, educate, and will not be resentful if you're not buying a house at this time. But financing is something you'll want to take a look at. What stands between you and buying right now?
I got to tell you, if there's one single thing that you would do in preparation, find out your financing opportunities and your options.
Right, or how far away you are from them. See what
exactly
you can do. There's gifting available. There's a lot of creative ways that don't put you upside down in the house, but give you the opportunity to be a homeowner. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.